Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives, hosted by Reverend Otley Holmes, Senior Pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Mesa, Arizona, where our vision is touching hearts and changing lives by the power of His Word, Luke 4:18-19. Our mission is to go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28:19-20. Now, please join us in a study of the Word of God.
Welcome once again to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives. I'm Pastor Holmes, your host, and as I always love to say, it is my privilege and my pleasure to be back amongst you, my listening audience, as we study together the Word of God. I get excited each week when I'm able to come into the studio and sit before this mic and open up the Word of God and to share it with you, my listening audience. And I hope and pray that whatever I teach will touch your heart and change your life, because I pray that I'm just delivering you the Word of God unadulterated. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for once again allowing this program to go forth, and we ask now, Lord, that it will accomplish that which you would have it to accomplish. We know that your word will not go out and return unto you void. So, Father, we just ask now that your Holy Spirit will prepare our hearts and minds to be receptive to your word, that we might be more conformed to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, as we study together the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done in our lives, what you continually do in our lives, for you bless us beyond degree. Father, we don't deserve the things that you do for us, but Master, we thank you for what you do, because only you have knowledge of the future and only you are in control of our lives. We ask this all in Jesus' name, for his name's sake. Amen. Well, we're in chapter 4, and we're about verse 27 or so. And we want to just kind of look back over a couple of things and talk again about how the church will be facing persecution. That's one thing that we do not talk about much in the church house today. Let me just read verse 27 through about 29. This is in chapter 4 of the book of Acts. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Whenever you and I, as I've been saying, whenever you and I purpose in our heart that we are going to do the things that God commands us to do, that we are going to be faithful unto him, that we're going to live a holy and righteous life, you can rest assured that you and I will be persecuted, and men will oppose God. David talked about this in the Psalms 2, verses 1 and 2. Talks about how the heathen, that is the lost world, would rage against the word of God and the things of God. That kings and rulers would stand together against God and his Christ and the Messiah. And God has planned and overrules man's opposition by his power. So therefore, we understand that this prophecy is still being fulfilled in the lives of believers and in the church. The world still rages against the church. When I think about, even in recent history, when I look how once upon a time the church was respected, the church was held in high esteem, and now the church is looked upon as most of us are trying to just be money hungry or this or that. The church is no longer respected. We find people that will tag churches with graffiti. They will break into and rob churches. We see all kinds of disrespect, and even our Christian liberties in this country are being eroded little by little. Once upon a time, you could say in the name of Jesus and people would applaud you. Now, when you say in the name of Jesus, people want to fight with you. They can say all kinds of dastardly things and say it's freedom of speech, but if you talk the name of Jesus, you're an affront and an offense to them. And that is showing us the signs of the time. So we as the church need to prepare ourselves, because the world is raging against the church, and it's still trying to dissuade the church from doing its mandate. And we who are in the body of Christ must understand that we are locked in a spiritual battle, so therefore we must put on the whole armor of God. Listen to 1 Corinthians 2:7. But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, the gospel, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9. who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So we see now that what Peter and John are testifying to was the fact that even though the Holy Child Jesus, who was been anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with all the Gentiles and the people of Israel gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. This is all that was done according to the plan of God. And that's why I said last week that many times that you hear people in the body of Christ and they get into debates about who killed Jesus. And some say the Jews killed Jesus and they want to get angry and upset with the Jews. And others will look at the history and say, no, the Jews didn't have the authority to kill anybody. They couldn't perform capital punishment. So therefore it was the Romans that actually killed Jews. And then we take a theological stance and say, no, it wasn't the Jews nor the Romans, but it was sin that killed Jesus. But I'm here to tell you, it's love that allowed Jesus to be sacrificed for you and I. It says so in John 3:16, that verse that you first learned in Sunday school, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So when we realize that God loves us so much that he foreordained his plan that he would save mankind through the sacrifice of his son and open the door to anybody who was willing to invite him into their hearts that they might be saved. Let's go on to verse 30. By stretching forth thine hand to heal, and the signs and the wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Now, that's that one accord thing again, and I just get excited when I start reading and teaching on the fact of one accord. And that's something that is, I have this deep hunger, if you will, in my heart, that I want to get our church on one accord. I want us to relive the things and the power that the early church here in the book of Acts had, that they were so focused on the mission of God, that they were so in tune with the heart of God, that they didn't have times when their minds were wandering here and there during prayer service, that they only wanted the things that the heart of God wanted for them and for his world. They prayed with boldness. They pray with more courage to bear testimony. No matter the abuse or the opposition, they were asked to be fearless. And you and I must understand that the church must become fearless today because of the times that we're living in. We must become bold because of the times that we are living in. It is not time for the church to roll over and play dead, if you will. It's not time for the church to shriek back and just take a back seat and say, well, we don't want to cause any waves. It's not time for the church to do those things. It's time for the church to stand up and be counted. It's time for the church to talk about evil as evil is. It's time for the church to denounce sin. It's time for the church to live a holy and a righteous life. It's time to show the testimony of the living God in our lives, because it is not about us, but all about him. Now, the word now is stressed, and there's a heavy emphasis upon it. The church desperately needed its fear to be removed and wanted it to be a strong encouragement to get about the business of witnessing. It is amazing to me, even in today's day and age, when we have all the electronic wherewithal, we have the internet, we have books, we have radio, we have television, and yet and still we do not witness as a body of Christ the way we ought witness. I'm not saying that there are not those out there that are doing it, and thank God for those that are doing it, but when we look back at the book of Acts and we see the power of the birth of the church and what the people were doing in the name of Jesus Christ, why is it that we're not doing this today? Why is it? Are we so far removed from the things of God that we don't realize who God truly is? Are we looking for God to serve us rather than we serve God? Have we forgotten the mission of the church? Have we forgotten that God has given us the victory, but we have to fight the good fight of faith? It is amazing to me sometimes the things that the church does and allows to go on. We want to just allow all kinds of things to come into our church. We want to compromise in what God calls sin. We just want to say, oh, well, that's not all that bad, and let's all get along, and let's do this, and let's do that. No, we need to not become fanatical about it, but we need to stand strong and firm on the word of God and stand true to what God's word says. And we need to call sin, sin. Amen. Psalm 76:10 says, surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The reminder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Now listen to Psalm 10, verses 13 and 14. Wherefore doth the wicked condemn that spurn God? He has said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite or require it with thy hand. We ought to be servants of the Most High God. We ought to be bond servants to Christ Jesus. The church was saying that they were slaves to the Lord to do his will, to share and to speak God's word despite the persecution that was taking place. If you and I really want to know if we really truly love the Lord, then you and I must face the persecution with a boldness. We must realize that no matter what we're going through it for the goodness of God, and we can't lose our testimony because of the persecution, but our testimony must become more real and more vibrant because of the persecution. And my brothers and sisters in Christ, these are just the beginnings of the birth pangs. Things are going to start happening in the future that will just kind of rattle our cages, if you will, if we are not preparing our hearts and our minds to be focused on the mission of God. God is not here to make our lives comfortable, but God is here so we can become the living testimony of the true and the living God. Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I don't want to go much further because time is winding down and it's time for me to bring this program once again to an end. But I would invite you to join us on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock in our worship service and come out Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for our Bible study. And if you can't do either, to join us on the internet at www.smbcmesa.org, where we can study together again the Word of God. I praise God for my ability to be able to come here because I know it's not about me, but all about Him. Please pray for me as I pray for you that we will meet again next week and lift high the banner of Jesus Christ, the bloodstained banner, that we might praise our God together. Take care and may the Lord bless you and keep you. Have a wonderful worship service. See you again next week.
Touching Hearts and Changing Lives radio program is an outreach ministry of Shiloh Missionary Church and is hosted by Reverend Otley W. Holmes, Jr., Senior Pastor. Please join us every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KXXT 1010. We're located at 56 South Robson Mesa, Arizona, 85210. It's right on the corner of Robson and First Avenue in downtown Mesa. Service times are Wednesday evening prayer meeting, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school 9 a.m. Worship service is at 11 a.m. For more information, call 480-844-2687 or email sbchurch1011@quest.net. Be sure to log on to the website www.smbcmesa.org. This program has been sponsored by the membership of Shiloh Missionary Baptist.